This is Mac DeMarco, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby, Le Chablais.
We'll be right back. You are listening to Revolution Rock, the finale of Revolution Rock. We only have about 50 minutes left of the show and the program in general, because this is me and Dave's last episode. And it's been a wild trip being with you. I've been with you for probably a good 900 to 800 episodes, something like that. Dave, you've been here for the full 1,070 episodes.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so, Dave, how does it feel now to be retiring?
It feels the same as when I wasn't retired.
Well, that's a very profound answer. Thank you for that.
No, it's weird, but I think we've done a lot with the show, and I think people really have liked it, and really the show has only ever really been about one thing, which is discovering music, and it's something I always do, and it applies to really anything in life, but if you dig deep sometimes, you'll find some stuff, and we dug really deep into the underground, playing a lot of obscure new and old music throughout the years. But yeah, I don't know.
You know, I have to say, we've been giving some thanks throughout this episode, but we've actually received some phone calls from some old colleagues of ours.
From the future, actually.
From the future, yeah, in some cases.
From the future.
I do want to thank these people who have really helped us. First off, Slim Gene, who used to do the great show before. So you remember that in a hot moon ago?
Yes. Jump Cat Jump.
Jump Cat Jump. That's right. And it was always a treat coming in seeing Slim Gene before we started our program. It was such a great segue, feeding off his energy, getting into our show. And I think just his mastery of the mic and his chaotic energy inspired our own. So a huge thank you for Gene. And then also two colleagues of ours that I would say not only became great community members here at CJAM with us, but I would consider friends as well. The great Brady and Carly.
Yes, and thank you for calling from the future and for tuning in and supporting the show and being on the show several times throughout the years.
And there's plenty of other people we can thank. You know, without getting too much into it, I think respectively, I can thank a lot of people off the top of my head. Vern, Walter, I can thank Sarah, I can thank
Cassandra.
Cassandra, huge, Adam.
Murad,
yes, even his still having his hand in the creative scene in Windsor to this day. Mm. And I will thank venues such as Fog Lounge for putting on great shows and allowing to have touring bands come through that we've been able to interview and actually play their music here on air. And, you know, I feel like, without getting too sentimental, this show isn't just about us playing great music, but helping develop part of and be part of this active creative community here. And it's meant a lot to me over the years. And I want to thank everyone who's ever listened and tuned in and maybe felt their lives enriched a little bit by hearing a band that they never heard before or hearing a cool new act that's coming to town. Yeah, just thank you all for being part of Revolution Rock over the years.
Yeah, and we've done a lot of interviews over the years, some with some pretty cool people that we never thought we'd speak to, and there's really quite too many to list, but, you know, we spoke with Richard Hell, I spoke with Time and Dog,
There was Colin Newman of Wire, which was a bucket list thing for me, Richard Lloyd of Television as well. Of course, we also recently talked to Madeline Link from PAX, which was huge.
Chad Van Gollen,
which was
Patrick Flagel.
Patrick Flagel, yeah. Probably best known for Cindy Lee at this point.
Shayna Cleveland, I spoke with many years ago of La Luz. The band The Garys a couple of years ago.
That was amazing. There were so many great interviews. It's hard to name them all. Even recently, the great senior punk group, as called, New Enemies, came in for a live interview, and that was awesome. Talking about punk rock history here in Windsor with this established crew of punk rockers and talking about the future. And you know what? I think that's one thing I want to leave the show off on. Even though this is the end of a program, CJAM is a great volunteer opportunity, a base for anyone who has a passion for music to come in, and I would love to hear what that show is that's going to come in that's going to take our place down the road and what sort of new music they're going to be bringing to the community.
Yeah, there's all kinds of cool shows always going on. Specifically, recently, Ham Sandwich before this show is a really cool new show, and even if you don't like ham, you should get yourself an auditory slice of that because it's great.
I enjoy veggie ham.
Yeah. They call it VAM, I believe.
We can't say that word on air. Anyway, with that said, let's get back to what we're known for, the music. And this one, I think, is very appropriate for how we normally dress.
Well, we should list what we heard. We didn't say anything that
we
didn't
hot
say.
Dog, you're right. Oh my goodness. You know what? I'm getting so worked up. I didn't even think about it. We heard King Kong and the Barbecue Show with Hold Me Tight
from their first self-titled release, which I believe was out in 2004. We've spoken to both King Kong and Mark Salton, aka Barbecue, a couple times, and we thank them for that. We heard music from Detroit's The Gorries. What a cool, one-of-a-kind band from Detroit. We heard something from their debut album, House Rockin', which I think was 88 or 89. We heard their version of Boogie Chillin', originally by...
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, tell me.
You don't know?
No. Dave, this is dead air. Just say who it is.
I'm drawing a blank.
Wait, great point, Dave. Trying to, like...
We'll get back to that. Before that, we heard music from the Velvet Underground.
Yeah, before that, we heard the Velvet Underground. Their classic 1967 release, arguably the first punk rock record. The Velvet Underground and Nico, we heard Run, Run, Run. Prior to that, we heard Neil Young and Crazy Horse from their great 71 record, After the Gold Rush. We heard Tell Me Why. Prior to that, Bob Dylan, and I had to play something from this record, Blonde on Blonde, to end off the show at some point, because this is my favorite Bob Dylan record and my favorite record of all time, and it would be a sheer crime against humanity if I did not play something from this record on this final edition of the show. We heard the great track, I Want You, and then we went back to a little bit of Windsor history, going back to 2008 with a track from Johnny West.
Yeah, we heard The Chicken Angel Woman with a Triangle, which was really the album that kind of people were like, whoa, like, this is really cool. What's going on here? What song did we hear?
We heard He Was Saved by Poultry from The Shadow of Beef, a song that I played probably too often on air when it was first released, but I regret nothing.
Also, I should not have forgotten who the cover of The Gorries was, because it has a deep Detroit connection as well. John Lee Hooker, of course.
John Lee Hooker! Okay.
Famous blues artist.
Well, Dave, if there's any time for my musical dictionary of a brain to short-circuit...
It's right now.
It's the final episode. It's a reason why we're quitting, I guess. With that said...
Is your brain a short-circuiting? Is that what... Are you okay?
You're sparking a little bit.
Okay.
You know what it feels like? A reverse shark attack. The name of the record we're going to be playing this track from by Ty Siegel and Michael Cronin.
Yes, we're going to play the first track on this, which I think we can probably assume by most of the people we know. It's called I Wear Black. So let's get started. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We ended off that set with, I think we can both say this is definitely one of our favorite albums from one of our favorite bands.
Yeah, we're talking about Public Strain by Women, who we were actually privileged to interview two members of, obviously years after the band dissolved. But this is going back to their final record in 2011, Public Strain. We heard Venice Lockjaw to end off that set.
Prior to that, we heard music